Full credit where credit is due by you.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to accept that you not were wrong because been previously right, but, yes. You know, when things have – we talk about self-improvement on this podcast a lot. You know, we're one of those. And, you know, when things go away and look at what they need to work on and come back a better product, and you just got to give them credit, like you said. So, you know – all will be revealed.
Yeah, ice baths, meditation, that sort of stuff. But
the state of South Australia and their racing in particular has been listening to a lot of self-help podcasts and reading the books, and you've walked through the doors of Moorfield now and there's little saunas and ice baths everywhere. It's self-improvement plan.
Yeah. Hey, it's paying off.
Literally.
It is. It literally is. Second of Portsea might be running this weekend or on Anzac Day, so you'll have to tune in to the Instagram to see that. But sensational racing in South Australia, unbelievably. The Brisbane Carnival is kicking off as well. If you were to have a bet this weekend, where would you do it?
With the good people at Ned's, definitely. You can do everything you want with them. You can get weird and exotic as well, which I know you like a lot. You've provided a few tips for one of the features where, you know, maybe if you were interested in a Ned same race multi, you could chuck that on and it'd give you some juicy odds, I think. And maybe you could follow us in as well with the Ned's profiles.
Yeah, yeah. If you like what we're putting down on the day, just go to our Ned's profiles and copy what we've got going on there. But yeah, should be good.
Let's go.
But what are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Let's do this.
The final countdown. Last episode for season 3, mate. Wowee.
Yeah. It's been a big season.
It has. Hey, it's been a big year. If I did some looking on the fly here. So we did for our other podcast. So if you like what we're putting down, we have another podcast, which is on a bit of a hiatus at the moment, but it will be back, Top 5 Potty. So we did 20 episodes there.
Yep.
And then if I just do a quick scroll here, we have done, this will be our 46th episode.
Yeah, right.
Of On the Drift this year. So by my calculations, that's 66 episodes in total.
Yeah, gee whiz.
That's more than one episode a week, mate.
Gee whiz. I'm dreading getting to episode 666.
Oh.
Because that's just bad juju written all over it. I reckon all of our horses will run last that episode.
Duh. Well, you know who does those episodes quite well is Uncle Joe Rogan, naturally. Basically, whenever there's a 666 in his episodes, because he's up to like episode 1700 or something. He gets it. Do you know Duncan Trussell?
No, I do not.
Okay, so he's a bit of a. Have you watched The Midnight Gospel on Netflix?
No,
it's like a super trippy psychedelic animation, and it's basically Duncan Trussell's like the main guy in it.
Okay,
and basically, he gets people on that interview, but he interviews them as if they're these characters in this animation. So sometimes they'll call him Duncan, but that's not his actual name in the thing. So,
stuff up.
But then they just like leave it in there.
Oh, really? That's funny as.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But yeah, anyway. So yeah, Rogan gets him on for all of his 666 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Duncan's like a deep thinker and he's a funny dude. One of the funniest voices I've ever heard. So we could do something like that. We'd probably get like Brad Weston or something.
Yeah. 100% do that. Who's animating this? I'm not.
No. No. But yeah, season 3, mate, I think it would probably make sense for us to thank the dear listeners for their time.
Got to thank the Drifters. I think, you know, it's been our biggest season yet.
Easily.
It's been probably the first season really where we've truly interacted with our enormous fan base. up until this point, it was a one-way street really.
Absolutely.
Parasocial relationships,
yes,
is what you call it.
Yes.
You don't really know us.
No.
But you are listening. It's like just like we don't really know Uncle Joe, but we feel like we do. He doesn't owe us anything.
No. No, he doesn't.
But it's been good getting him, the Drifters, involved. Thanks so much, guys. Yeah, all your follows, likes, comments, bants, messages, Drifters of the Week.
Yep.
Really appreciate it.
All of you. Thank you so much. If you do want to help us like get into the algorithm a bit more, hopefully next year we'll get a bit more of those Spotify rap spots, you know what I mean? It would help massively if you could, you know, share this with someone if, you know, you think likes a punt and they might enjoy our banter and our lack of knowledge about horse racing. Also, if you listen on Apple, leaving a review, five star rating, all that sort of stuff helps us get into the different algorithms that all these big companies have that we frankly don't understand.
No, got absolutely no clue.
No, but I reckon that's enough of an intro to this episode because, you know, I want to keep this to a tight 30. So this week.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to give some love to the good people at Ladbrokes.
Of course.
No article this week, but we may as well do the segment regardless.
Yep.
So, what's only a mere 6 days away?
Well, hopefully 6 days away, mate, but in the rain. Bloody, yeah.
Bit of rain around?
I think I looked outside yesterday and there was cats and dogs falling from the sky. That sandwich has been pissing down. Yeah, look, the Ashes is starting next Wednesday.
Love that.
Absolutely love it. There's been a lot of lead-up chatter.
Dirty Tim.
Yeah. Cheeky Tim. Put it away, Tim. Put it away.
No run.
So, yeah, the Ashes is next week. We thought we'd take a bit of a stab at some headlines we expect to see in the Ashes. Look, I didn't take this too seriously.
No.
But, you know, would be interested to see what you've got to think.
I have three. How many do you have?
I have DOS. So that works out well.
All right. Richardson makes most of opportunity.
Yeah, he's good.
Jai Richardson. He's quite good.
He's good.
So I might get a bit Exodus and OEs here. So, you know, might put on my selectors cap every now and then again in my house.
We're Aussie cricket fans and every Australian cricket fan has every right to, you know, support or pot their players.
Yeah. You know, and I'm coming from a position of not knowing anything about what I'm talking about. Played a bit of cricket in my day, sure. But nowhere near the level of these blokes. So they're far better cricketers and don't want any of them to go poorly. In saying that, Jai Richardson has been bowling the house down for WA. Deserves his spot, but he won't get it.
No.
So do you remember the stats that I told you about or you might have seen about the Australian summer last year about Mitchell Starc?
If you remind me, I'm sure I would have seen them or heard them.
Basically, they backed up what everyone was thinking, that Mitchell Starc cannot, as well as he used to, bowl as well throughout test series. So basically, his strike rates and his averages are best in game one, which is, you know, pick him for the first test, absolutely. Get him hooping that thing around on the heavy 10 Gabba deck. But basically by the fifth test, his figures don't go right down the shitter.
Yeah.
So
I do remember you saying that. Yeah.
Why not have the endurance as like, say, Captain Pat,
you could run a marathon, then bowl 30 overs.
Gotcha. For his nation, no less.
Yeah. For his nation.
With the C next to his name.
Oh, I'm a fan of the C next to his name.
Yeah. So I reckon they'll probably start with the first two, give him a rest, and then bring Jai in.
Yeah, I think they have to because whilst our three paces aren't super old, Starkey would be, what, 31-ish, 32-ish?
30-ish.
Josh Hazlewood would be similar. So obviously we don't want to pot the blokes for getting a bit on because they're not old. But 31? Yeah, so look, they're not around forever. We need to start blooding some of our young guys. I know obviously Joe Richardson's played, but the more the better for him. And yeah, look, I personally think Stark needs to have a very big first and second test match.
Oh, I think it's pretty consistent.
Mm.
We wouldn't be the only two blokes thinking that.
Shane
reckons he shouldn't even be in the squad.
I love Shane. Can I just say that? I love Shane Warne so much. Just because what I always respect in someone is straight shooting.
Yeah.
I don't have to agree with you.
No.
But just share your opinion, though. Be a straight shooter.
Gotcha.
And I love that about Shane.
Yeah, he holds no punches, and to be fair, he can dish him out.
To be fair, he is the greatest leg spinner of all time. So.
Yeah.
So play on.
Play on, Shane.
Okay. my first one is Nathan Lyon ruled out of Sydney test match due to terrible sunburn on cranium. Mitchell Swepson to debut. Unfortunately, Gary's forgot to put sunscreen on his noggin and he's bowling a lot of overs in the Melbourne test match and he's been ruled out of the Sydney test match. Therefore, Mitchell Swepson has made his debut.
My God, that works out perfectly for us.
Because I don't wish anything ill upon Gary whatsoever. Obviously, we want our friend Mitchell to debut for Australia. And if Gary's ruled out due to sunburn, I feel like that's the least harmful thing to be ruled out for.
God, yeah.
So, God, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Head-related issues, that's probably the best.
Yeah.
That's the one you want to go down for.
Yeah, 100%.
Sorry to hear that, Gary, but, you know, that's how the bales have fallen. I've gone very serious with mine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Bit of yin yang here, you know. Warner woes continue.
You reckon?
Do you remember that 2009 series? He got like 20. What did he average? Like 5 for the entire series?
Oh, against England in England?
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible. Stewie Broad just had his number.
Well, around the wicket, swinging to Kookaburra.
Bang.
I guess the only thing would be is that Big Jofra isn't over here. I would love to have seen him on.
I would have loved Australian to have Dogs. Had Big Jofra, but it is what it is.
But yeah, Jimmy Anderson, I think he recently just has been swinging it around sideways over in England again.
Yep.
And Stuart Broad, he usually plays pretty well over here. Mm. When there's a bit in these decks, which I think there will be with all this juice going around.
I think, yeah. We'll see. I want to see some domination, you know, from Australia, just because I work with a lot of English guys, and like, just the amount of bants coming from them leading into this series. Just like, guys, please.
Yeah.
Your record here is atrocious.
Well, if you think back to the last three series, what they've had, two series even, they've had one draw and 9 losses.
Yeah, smell you later.
Oof.
Ooh, that hurts.
Something stinks.
That hurts.
Say, all right, let's play devil's advocate here. David Warner gets 4 ducks in a row and his spot is potentially up for grabs.
Mm.
Who do you reckon comes in? Question without notice.
Well, I think that they, depending on who gets picked in the Brizzy test between Uzi and Travis Head, let's say Uzi gets picked at number 5. He'll open with Marcus Harris and then Travis Head will come in at 5. I think that's how they do it.
Interesting. That's very well thought out.
Yeah. Maybe George Bailey. If you need a guy to just consult, I'm only one call away.
Nah, that's fair. What about Matty Renshaw? Absolutely dominated in white ball cricket on the weekend.
Saw some of those shots, mate. Just like,
mate, he went
Matty Hayden-esque.
He went from 100 to 150 in like 10 nuts or something.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
It was crazy.
You'd love to see it.
But yeah, he could potentially be one.
I think the only thing that will prevent Australia from winning 5-0 is Mother Nature. Hence why my headline is every pom in Australia caught doing the rain dance on day 5 of each test match. Spring the rain. Come on.
Well, mine's my last one's down of a similar route. I have Australia win 3-0 because I reckon a couple of tests might get around.
I think that is a high potential. Like, El Nino has rolled in.
Hasn't it?
Yeah, it's wearing a blue cap, not a green one.
No, it's not. And I don't think that's going to save you, Nina.
Chee-hoo, baby.
No. That's about it, I reckon.
Yeah, no, good.
Yeah, love it. Should we get McKenzie on the blower?
Yeah, let's get him on, eh?
Now, Drifters, if you remember what happened last time, this man got a $50 to $60 winner and some of you did get on. And it was sensational stuff.
Yonkers.
With good Glenn.
Yep. Good sneaky, sneaky Chris Waller special.
Hello.
McKenzie Jones, how you going?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks. Got Hutcho here as well. Welcome.
We have high expectations for you again here, mate.
Probably shouldn't say that because they will not be met.
Yeah, you should have just rejected the invitation to come on the pod and just said, there's no way I can match a $50 thing winning.
I was thinking of doing the George Costanza, like, end on a good note, tell a good joke and then just leave the room.
Full George Costanza. So, Kenzie, we've got a group one in Perth. I know you're a Perth specialist. You basically know every single jockey over there. You know every trainer over there. You know every horse. I'm sure you can name more than just William Pike off the top of your head. But we've got a group one. Who is William Pike? Billy Pike. We have the Kingston Town Classic Race 8 and Ascot as the group one, the final group one for 2021. There's a shorty in there. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. Try my hardest not to pick him, but saw what he did in the railway, and yeah, a bit hard not to go with him.
Yeah, so fair. Can you make a case for anything else in there?
Look, Regal Power, I guess.
Yeah.
That's probably it, to be honest.
Yeah, fair.
I don't think put it simply, I don't think he's going to lose. But
Stranger things have happened. Like Spanish Mission getting brained on the weekend. That was weird, but anyway.
McKenzie, last time you were on this podcast, you gave out a horse that is much maligned, but you found him on a winning day with good Glenn in the saddle with Yonkers. So at about 50 to 60 to 1, who's counting? I think we're still trying to make up that ground. Who have you got as your roughie of the day this weekend? Because there's big expectations here.
Right, yeah. I've got one just about as roughie as you can get, I think. Race 9, Pakenham, number 2, Our Mantra.
Race 9, number 2, Our Mantra. Yes. Oh, is that...
Not again. Yeah, look, as I said with Yonkers, no more than a fiver. But look how that turned out. Yeah, so he's tackled the distance 4 times for 2 wins, 1 placing. His third up record isn't bad. So, yeah, look.
Throw out the stumps. All right, so that's Pakenham, race 9, number 2, Our Mantra. What's your best each way bet of the day?
I've gone back to Ascot, race 7, number 10, Real Charisma.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he just got way too far back last time, but he just couldn't chase him down. But apart from that, 4 wins, 2 placings from other 6 starts. So two of 400 metres, 1,400 metres. So, yeah, great each way chance there.
Yeah, got the right silks on as well. Grant and Alana Williams. Yep. All righty. So your best each way, race 7, number 10, Real Charisma and Ascot. And what's your best of the day, Mutt?
Best of the day is Tiger Heart at Doomben, race 5, number 1. I think it was unlucky not to win both starts at prep. With the inside draw, I think he just park off speed. And should handle all that ground too, so yeah, it should be very hard to beat.
Yeah, love it, love it. Well, geez.
I've only just caught up here. This thing that you've tipped in the as your roughie is $61.
Yeah. It's a Leroy.
I told you. I had to go better than Yonkers. So I was looking for something outside that $6 range. And it wasn't much.
This is unbelievable. It got beaten by 16 lengths last start.
He said nothing more than $5.
Yeah, when I said last time, it loses, no one cares. It wins, genius.
You're a genius. Well, I think you're a genius anyway. So, definitely not going to look past this one. Going to have a fiver, as you say. But thanks for coming on again here, Mackenzie. Was there anything else you wanted to say there, brah?
I just want to say, well done, boys. Last part of the season. Been good for you. So, yeah, well done.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that. What a lovely
enjoy,
young man.
Enjoy silly season now. I guess.
Oh, yeah, we officially finished work for the year. Yeah, this is our full-time job. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, well.
You get that on the big jobs.
Yeah.
All right, Mackenzie. Thanks for that, mate.
Thanks, Pratt.
Right, boys. Thanks, boys. See ya.
Yeah, hooroo. $61.
Oh, he had to, though.
What is this thing? Our mantra.
He had to.
I'm just having a look at it now. It's come off a big layoff, so third up could be Cherry Ripe,
could be
Kieran David Uses, Ryan Stable. That would be unbelievable.
It'd be silly stuff. Let's be completely honest.
It really would.
Let's be completely honest.
Well, there is a Group One, believe it or not, this weekend, the Kingston Town Classic, as you alluded to.
Yes,
1800 meters away for age. What are your thoughts?
Oh, look, I think there's a thing in there that's very short orders, and I think it'll be very, very hard to beat. Railway Stakes was Group 1 East Coast standard, not Group 1 West Coast standard. I think it'll do things on this side of the country that will be impressive.
I think it's your All-Star Mile winner.
Potentially, yeah. Well, yeah, they've done it before, that stable. I think it should win. You could probably try and make a case for Regal Power. It's a good horse. You try and make a case for the lightly weighted filly as well, Search and Rocks, down the bottom. She's only got 50 kegs on her back, but Western Empire it'd be a shock for him not to win.
Yeah. When Pikey got off, he had one of the great bed shits of all time. Last time he rode Regal Power for fourth. That day on the 6th of November, I don't think he rode. Maybe he won the last standard. but outside of that, he didn't have anything run top three. He was on like $2 pops the entire day.
Yeah, right.
And when he got off Regal Power, they're like, William Bike, Regal Power. And he went, butchered it and walked off. So I think the jockey booking does tell a lot.
Yeah.
Western Empire is clearly the top pick.
Yeah.
But if he did butcher Regal Power, could be much closer than the market suggests. When this horse opened, when I was looking at it yesterday, it was double figures, Regal Power.
Was it?
It's come right into $6.
Right.
And that does affect my value play of the day because I've gone exotic again. Anyway. Western Empire on top for me as well. Regal Power into second and Field for third.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
So my value play of the day, may as well get into that straight off the bat for Juicy Stakes. I have Western Empire in for first, Regal Power into second, Exacta. That's my value play of the day.
Okay, gotcha. Sounds good. My value play of the day, we're in Pakenham. Race two, number 9, Sweet 16. It's two starts back, haven't been super great after pretty short let off, let's be completely honest, but drops a stack of weight here from 59 down to 54.5, gets the right draw, barrier 1, I think Sweet 16 at $15 is a good share.
Here's one for you.
Yeah.
I believe Yulong Silks are probably the most maligned in the game.
Not a massive fan.
I feel like they put a ton of dollars into the game, which is fantastic.
Not a lot of bang for their buck, do they?
Not a lot of winners in those Yulong silks. Do you reckon?
Yeah. Who won the Turak?
Yulong.
Cantala, sorry. Yulong January.
January?
Willie Chambers thing.
Yeah. Was it January?
Yulong Will Chambers. Yeah. I know what you mean, though. Yeah. I think them and the Aussie Bloodstock silks I'm not a massive fan of either, but anyway.
Oh, big mug. Mugger 2 turned them around for me.
He's not one of mine, Mugger 2. I don't mind him. He's just not one of mine.
It's fine. That's fine. My best each way of the day is in Doomben, if it goes ahead. Race 7, number 2, Nikanova.
Nikanova. Likes a heavy deck.
Loves the slop.
Loves it.
Loves it. Born in it.
Genuine marsh.
You know, Strivgen Trugaya.
Yeah. He's got a pretty good horse.
You know.
Owns a pretty good one, I heard.
Bred one. So, you know, he's the hot new, not the new thing, but he's the hot trainer in horse the world. Racing in Queensland at least, other than Uncle Tony. But, yeah, $5.50, you know. Not a bad field, this. The Horovian is probably a little bit short.
Big H. He is a bit short.
Ballistic Boy, Tambo's Maid, who ran in Sydney last weekend on the quick backup, and others. But I reckon Nikanova.
Gotcha. My best each way all over the country today, boys. Ascot Race 5, number 5. Horse that you actually spoke about last week, Red Can Man. I think Red Can Man was a little bit unlucky last start in the Winterbottom. On the quick back up here, small field, should be able to park up on the pace, $8 of Gladys.
Lovely. Lovely. Oh, my old mate, Vital Silver. Yeah. No, that's, I reckon that's great, Ben. Well done by you. My best of the day is in race 8 in Doomben, number 2, Wonderbar.
Yeah, fair.
Loves the heavy going, this mare. Was only a length off Lost and Running.
Yeah, it's good form.
In the Hunter. I think she laps the rest here on form.
Hey, we're just giving you our tips. If it doesn't win, it's not our fault.
You know who I had a really good hard look at was Miami Fleiss. Looked at the jockey's comments on the only time she's run a heavy. Didn't handle it.
No, she doesn't.
So
the old black soil, bloodstock silks.
Yeah.
Great silks, actually.
Yeah. Does the job. You know, as nice little silks. Mugs punting. Shout out to those boys.
Oh, how good is that? Shout out, Mugs. That was unreal.
Did you see
Mystic Aroma?
Yeah. First ever horse to run on the synthetic track. Yeah.
How good?
Can't take history away, I don't think.
Oh, you know, and it just never looked like losing.
No. Wonder how a $2 pop should win.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely work, boys. And those silks are all time.
Yeah. Zingers soon.
Best of the day territory. Back to Pakenham for me. Race 7 in the Pakenham Cup. I'm going to back Jamie Carr to come back with a bang on number 8, Smoke and Romans from Aaron Eustace. She's back, Jamie Carr, which I think she should have been back sooner personally. But you know what? It is what it is. You do the crime, you do the time. She's got a few good runners actually this weekend at Pakenham. I really like this thing, Smoke and Romans, though. It's about $3.40 with Laddies. So that's my best of the day.
Lovely. Good stuff.
But we'll see what happens.
We will. I believe we said last week we'd do a tipping comp, but in hindsight, let's not.
Nah, look, I think, you know, for what it's worth, Drifters, it's been a hell of a season. I've enjoyed it a hell of a lot, but we don't really enjoy this weekend's racing too much, do we? enough to run a tipping comp, like, come on, guys.
Like,
that was a good part of this season, though, the tipping comp.
Are we just going to have, you know, 30 entrants just – everyone just tipping pikey each race? Is there going to be a 30-way tie here?
Yeah. We're trying to split a single hat 30 ways.
No.
Here's a fragment of this Ladbrokes cup.
No, we wouldn't dare
nah.
do that.
Nah.
God, no.
Nah. But you know what? yeah, next season, guys, we'll get back into the tipping comps. But what are your thoughts, mate? What are your thoughts on the season? Stoked?
Stoked. Very, very happy. Humbled even.
Gotcha.
Very humbled because, yeah, we're hitting some numbers that we haven't hit before, which is amazing.
Anywhere near, yeah.
But we have some things in the works for next season already,
yep.
But we need to freshen up and then we'll be ready and raring to go for the CFL Stakes. We'll probably do some content in between now and then.
Yeah, definitely trying to get like an interview or two or three done.
Well, we need James Healy racing on this bloody podcast.
Come on, Heels. We've seen enough of Mink. We want to see more of you.
Yes. So
Minky. Maybe we should do a special episode for her if she ends up racing prior to the CFL.
Get her on the mic.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just get a carrot. Yeah. How do you reckon you're going to go this weekend, Minky?
I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to shoot it.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
What about you, mate?
Yeah, mate, I've loved it. It's been great. I feel like, it's just been a level up from what we did last season. I think we'll come back next season even better. There's, you know, the scope for improvement. We've been scaling up. Look, from a Juicy Stakes perspective, could have had a better spring. From a Group 1's perspective, had a great spring. So, you know what? Onwards and upwards.
God, yeah. If you're coming here for tips, you're in the wrong place. So,
we'll no. No.
You know, we're not a David Gately, for instance.
We're not.
We're not a insert name here.
No, but we just love horse racing and we love talking about horse racing. We'd do this if no one was listening. So we appreciate you guys listening, Drifters.
100%. That's enough groveling from us. Thanks again, guys. We'll see you in a month, 2 months, however long it may be.
Catches.
Hooroo.